what working with Bill has done for my ears over the years is I listen, you know, I listen more critically. I think I'm better at really picking out the potential breakthrough talent versus the very average, competent, benign talent. You know, sometimes that's tough on the talent because, you know, I'm not as willing to just accept air work as what everybody might consider good because I've developed more critical ear. But I think that's good for talent and it's good for the industry because it raises the level of performance. And I'm also not listening so much for what I like. I'm trying to listen now more for what am I really hearing? What is this person really all about? Because when you really unlock that, that's when you figure out what the strengths of the talent are. And you can determine then, how do I put them in a position to do more of what they're good at? Because the mistake we tend to make over and over again is we put people in a position to play their weakness instead of their strength. And then we're not happy with the outcome. And it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. It becomes very cyclical. So I listen very differently now. I really listen for what the talent's really communicating at a deeper level.